You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Melissa Livingston, the founder and CEO of Twisted Wares and Missy Made Well Incorporated. She is an entrepreneur with spirit who went through a major career change when the economy changed and found her passion in creative housewares products. Melissa, pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited.
Yeah, most definitely looking forward to hearing from you and your journey and how you kicked off Twisted Wares and Missy Made Well, Inc. So how did Twisted Wares come about and what was the reason behind creating it?
So it came about, as you kind of mentioned before. So my husband and I were both in the real estate market. We lived in Seattle at the time. And when the market crashed, he lost his job and and I thought, that's okay. This is why we have savings, right? So I was a realtor at the time, and I thought things were, you know, I still had a good flow of business coming in, and that's okay. He would find another job. I mean, that's what happens, right? So, but when the recession hit, I mean, there was no work for him. And then my business as a realtor, it just came to a halt. I had customers that – clients that wanted to still buy homes, but they couldn't get loans. So it just really took a hit. So after half of our savings was gone, we actually had to make the choice of what do we do with our house? Like, we can't keep affording what we were doing. And we had to file bankruptcy. We ended up moving in with my parents, moved to New Mexico, moved in with my parents. And at this point, we just thought, how can we still be out of work? He could not find a job anywhere. So we said, well, we'll take a job anywhere. We'll even apply for jobs in Texas, which is we thought was just the epitome of hell. And of course, that's where he got a job. So we came to Texas. We had lost everything, and we were now renting a home in Texas. And we had three kids now at the time. And I was pretty depressed, and because our life had dramatically changed over 2 years. And here I was, a stay-at-home mom. And every time my littlest boy came into the kitchen, he would pull the towel down that I had just washed the dishes with and hung over the oven, and he pulled that towel down and knocked it to the floor, and he thought it was a funny game. But I thought, if I can't control anything else in my life, I'm going to control this towel. So I actually went on Etsy and tried to find an updated version of, you know, those grandma used to make them, the towels with a crocheted top, and they had a button on, and they would stay on your oven, so you always had a hand towel. And I thought, there must be an updated version of that. And I didn't find it. I only found uglier versions of what grandma made with crochets and button. And I thought, why doesn't every towel that is made for the kitchen, why can't I do my dishes and also use it to stay where I want it to stay? So that's how it started. I got out my $40 sewing machine that my husband got me for Christmas that year and came up with the idea for my loop and started making them and selling them in at farmers markets and to neighbors and flea markets, and started to see that I had other people also had the same problem and wanted a solution to that.
And that's quite a story, especially it being so drastic of a change from Seattle to Texas, right?
I love Texas now. I mean, I thought it was the worst place in the world to be transferred to, but it's been a huge blessing.
Yeah, I like both Seattle and Texas, but they're both different worlds, no doubt about that. Now, what has your path to success been like with Twisted Wear so far?
So, as I mentioned, you know, I started selling them to friends and family. Then I started selling them on Etsy, which included, you know, taking the photos myself and getting the photos better. And how do I translate, you know, why should they buy my product over the millions of other products that were on Etsy at the time? Then I started selling them at flea markets. And actually, my first show was here at McKinney, Texas. It was the farmers market. Then I started doing McKinney Trade Days, which is a flea market. And then I went on to a bigger flea market in Canton, Texas, which is the world's largest flea market. And that's held once a month. So I started doing that. And we just started getting traction. You know, when I was doing a show every single month, I was having repeat customers come back every month. And that's how it just grew from there. So I knew I was on to something because customers were coming back every month to buy more. Now my product has really changed over time. I still always, all my towels still have the hang tight towel loop, but what the towel looks like is much different than when I was sewing them myself. When I started putting my artwork on the towel is when it really exploded, because it's quite snarky and funny, and it really resonates with my customers, because they're moms like me, and just people. It's always good to have a good laugh. You got to laugh at life. So that's how it started, and then I started wholesaling. I knew that was my vision to really make a career out of it. I needed to get into the mass market and start wholesaling, because I just couldn't sell enough at flea markets locally, right? So I started wholesaling my products in January of 2015, and that's when it really took off.
What advice would you give other entrepreneurs that are starting a new business or businesses?
Well, you know, when I started, I definitely thought that, you know, I was making money and it was enough to keep it going. But the biggest advice is, you know, you just got to put in the hard work, and doing flea markets and selling your product that way is not a fun way to do it, but it does get your product out there, and it's a great way to test the market. You know, my margins weren't great in the beginning, but I knew that I was onto something, and that if I kept working with it, I knew that the more I'd sell, the better my margins could get. So if I could produce more and have the numbers work better. So even when you think, oh, it doesn't work right now, it's going to work. You just have to have a plan for when it is going to work well. So I knew that I had a product, which is half of the battle, right? How do I come up with something that is going to resonate with millions of people? I knew I had that, even though my numbers didn't fit initially, but I knew that I could work to that and get to the point where I could. So just keep at it, because, you know, some people think it's funny. You know, they're like, oh, I don't care about if my towel falls off. It's one of those things they don't think that it matters to them. But when I show people the loop, then they're like, oh, my God, that my husband and I had an argument about that the other day because he never puts it back. It's one of those things you never think about, but it's a need. And just keeping after it is the most important thing. If you see that you needed it, other people are going to need it.
And thanks for that advice today. We are joined by Melissa Livingston, the founder and CEO of Twisted Wears, and Missy Madewell, Inc. here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us about your patent and why it is so important to have a patent.
So I filed the patent for the hang tight towel loop because it is a method. All of my towels have the hang tight towel loop sewn onto each towel, and we filed that patent because no one else had done it before. So we are patent pending, but it allows for any towel that has this loop on it of any size to be attached to any handle or bar that you want to attach it to. So your barbecue grill, your oven, your golf bag, anything that you want to have a towel stay there and stay put, it can do that with that loop. So obviously that's why, everyone watches Shark Tank, so I was watching it too, and I was like, I guess I need a patent on that. And so we filed. I actually found an attorney that was local, and filed the patent for me, and we're there. So, yeah, now we've moved on to many other products, like not just the towels, but it's expanded our line into cosmetic bags and aprons. We have a line of T-shirts, banners, cocktail napkins, anything that you would use for the home, but also keep the snarky, fun products, you know, out there. But the mainstay is, and it all started with the Hang Tight Towel.
Also, Melissa, I'd be curious, how do you come up with the sayings and the products in the Twisted Wares and the Missy Madewell lines?
A lot of people think I drink a lot, but I don't. A lot of the time, I really do add to my list. I have an ongoing list of things that I think are funny that would translate onto gift products. And I keep the list right on my phone under my notes. and we really add to it daily. A lot of times when I'm just talking with friends or, hanging out with my neighbors on the porch, we'll say something funny and I'll be like, oh, that's perfect for a towel. And I'll add it to my list. It really did start with, I like big butts was my my second design I ever put onto a towel. And I literally woke up in the night and I thought, oh my God, I got to put a pig. And then I like big butts on a towel. And that was my second design I ever designed and put on a towel. And it's still one of my top sellers. My husband and I will actually sit in bed in the morning. And when we drink coffee, and I'll kind of go through my list and we'll see what's funny, what's not funny, some I take out. That's pretty much it. It's just daily, you know, hanging out with people and having a good time that we add.
Well, Melissa, it certainly has been great to have had you. A lot we can learn from your story, your experiences, and your journey. And I can only see you having continued success well into the future. So, again, thanks for being with us today. Where can listeners get all the details, and how could one be in touch and also shop around?
So it's Missy Madewell, Inc. is the parent company, but everything can be found at twistedwares.com. And thanks so much for having me today.
Again, Melissa, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Certainly wish you nothing but the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future with an update.
Awesome. Thanks.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Melissa Livingston, the founder and CEO of Twisted Wares and Missy Madewell, Inc. And for more information and to shop around, visit twistedwares.com. And for wholesale orders, send an email to wholesale@twistedwares.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.